are live. It is show number two from the shores of the Ascend Amphitheater in beautiful downtown.
Ascend.
You didn't say it right.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
At the Ascend Theater. It's the Bing Bong Show. And now here's your host, Bing Bong.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Mooney. Thank you.
Show number two.
Yeah. Boy, I had fun on Tuesday night.
I had fun on Tuesday night, too. I'm going to have fun tonight, too.
Very good.
Bing and Bong always have fun.
Well, yeah. But, you know, we ought to reminisce about the old days in Nashville, don't you think? Some of the old stories we could tell.
What would you? Excuse me.
No.
Wait, these are all juice here.
What kind of juice is that? I know what it is. It's snake juice.
Throat cleanser.
Did you order some?
Oh my God. Look who that was. Why are you eating? You can't eat ice cream before you sing. Hey, Bong.
Your strings off. Thank you so much.
That's real wrong.
What? No, you have some.
But you know that Irving made an appearance.
Yes.
Yeah.
He did.
He probably owns this. You own this ice cream company, Irving?
Oh, it's delicious. Yeah, thank you.
Y'all may eat three of those now and go sing.
Okay, that's how you know.
Put that in my tequila.
We're not far from the old Jefferson Street Bridge. Remember what happened?
Let's talk about that. Why did you bring that up?
Well, it had to happen.
When I hit the bridge?
Yeah.
Well, we weren't going past.
Let's go back. We were at
we were at the King of the Road Hotel.
That's right, and we had
listening
been,
to. Okay, let's do a quiz. Who was playing?
Ronnie Millsap.
There you go.
He always played. They always put us on the ninth floor, right?
Yeah.
Millsap. So because they thought band members would be up all night long.
We'd finished. We'd done God's Own Drunk. What studio were we in?
Woodland.
All right.
There we go. Anyway, so we get back to King Row, and you.
Now wait, it wasn't our fault because.
No, it wasn't.
Don Gantz said, "Well, we got to get that that ambiance for God's Own Drunk."
Yeah.
So we had to get real drunk, real fast in the studio.
And you did it.
Perfect.
And it worked.
It worked.
It worked for that. But then
what happened?
They let us. The hounds went loose.
Okay, so we go back to the hotel.
Yes.
And you and Sammy Creason decide to go over to Charlie Nitchin's barbecue.
To get some barbecue.
Over across the old Jefferson Street Bridge.
3 in the morning.
Yeah, about 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
And because it's open all night.
Yeah.
Boy, there's some seedy character. It's where the baseball field is now. If anybody in Nashville's listening.
So anyway. Go ahead.
You
got the narrative here. I'm just verifying.
Well, okay. You go for, come back.
Have a drink.
You come back and.
Yes.
You have to, well, first of all.
We couldn't find the rent-a-car.
Well, yeah, you couldn't, and you started stepping on cars.
We stood, but then I had on these golf shoes I'd gotten in Key West that didn't have cleats in them, but they were like, you know, those little Sadlocks for golf shoes?
Yeah.
But it still had the bases of the cleats.
You always like Sadlocks.
That didn't bother me, because we got up on the hood of the car to find our Gremlin, our rent-a-Gremlin.
How did you get a Gremlin?
That's all they had back then. That's all we could afford.
Right. But anyway, when you come back, there happens to be a gentleman.
No. When I got off the car,
the nice gentleman came up to me. And
I can't repeat over the air what he said to me.
Well, there was a sheriff's convention there
at
the King of the Road. Roger Miller's King of the Road Inn.
Exactly.
Actually, the building's still there.
Go on.
Yeah, anyway.
Go on.
And he doesn't like what he sees. You're on top of his car.
That's true.
And he starts, I don't know exactly, I wasn't
Words
there.
Were exchanged.
Yeah. There he is.
Oh, God.
There he is.
And we were trying to start the car, but that's when you couldn't start. The first cars that wouldn't start if your seat belt wasn't on.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So we're
exactly.
trying to do this when
then
a fist
the
comes
I,
through.
The next thing I know, you're coming up to the room and Sammy has a tire tool.
Yes.
What did you have? You were going to beat his ass.
When he hit me and then he started pulling my hair out, I stabbed him with a big pin.
A big pin.
Yes.
And the bellman downstairs was following you and said, please don't go back down there.
Yes.
You know who that is.
Yeah.
And who was it?
Buford Pusser.
Oh, no way.
You don't know this?
No.
I didn't know it was Buford.
Oh,
It was Buford Pusser.
He was there for the sheriff's convention. I don't know why he was up at 3 o'clock
and
in the morning.
And he pulled, I had long hair then, and it looked like this then when he got done with me. He was trying to pull me out the window when I stabbed him with the big pin.
I had no idea.
And Sammy had a tire tool, and then.
That bellman said, please don't.
Oh, he said, you don't know who that is. You know. Man, I got out of the next one. I flew back to Key West, and I hid in my apartment for a week.
Yeah, but anyway.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Well, no, I just thought these are some of the, these are some, well, you can talk about the Jerry Jeff story. Jerry Jeff.
Yeah, I met Jerry Jeff here.
Yeah, that's right.
Then
he sort of did the same thing with you, didn't he?
Yeah, it wasn't me. I mean, we went out, but I wasn't as bad as he was. Then he stayed in my house, and that was when, you know, he got on the phone, and he was cussing the operator out, and they shut my phone off. And I woke up in the morning, and the phone was ringing. I was hungover, and the operator said, "Are you ready to behave?" And I'm like, "What?" And he had gotten on the phone with his girlfriend Murphy in Key West and just gone on a tear. And that's when he said, "Well, I'm sorry about that. It took out your phone. If you ever need any help, you get to Miami, let me know." Yeah. And I didn't.
No, that's it. All right. These are some of the big stories from Nashville that Jimmy has, you know, that, I mean, we have all kinds of stories.
I'm trying to think of one. It wasn't Nashville, but I know one on you. That was in Lakeland, Florida.
Oh, boy.
After we came off of an
it's
Eagles
about time to go
gig.
On stage. Oh, that's right.
We opening for the Eagles.
Well, we had been up all night in Cleveland. Do you remember where we were?
Yes.
And you flew with those guys.
I flew with those Eagles.
And we flew.
Fly like an Eagle.
We flew commercial, and we started teeing it up about 7 a.m.
And when I got there and got in the helicopter to go to the gig, they said, "You ought to see your band."
Well, we took a little nap.
Yeah. And you attacked a bathroom, if I remember.
Probably so. Yeah.
Well, I can picture it now.
We got through the gig.
Yeah. We hadn't even done the gig. The gig was at midnight. So we had
plenty. Oh, that was it. Yeah.
Yeah, it was midnight.
And we were the headliners on that.
It was your first big headliner gig.
Yeah.
Well. You got through it. It was a great show.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
Okay.
The ice cream's melted. Irving was
here. We've been here many years in Nashville.
No, we have. Anyway.
No, then we've had some good times here.
Let me get into the bag, actually.
Well, go ahead. I mean, you know.
Can you put that out on your piano, Miss Rutley, for you?
Oh, what is that?
That is good.
Do we know? He's
brownie,
gone.
Chocolate? What? That's good.
Okay. Well, guys, have a great time out there.
Thank you.
Show number two.
Show number two.
Right.
And then where are we going after this?
You're going to be going to Indianapolis.
And then Chicago. Well, that's where we're staying.
Right.
We're staying there.
We're going to be staying in Chicago.
And then we're going to Indianapolis.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you go to Cincinnati.
Right.
You see all your
He went down
friends.
To Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And then you'll be back here.
And then
we'll
be back. It's Groundhog Day, back in Nashville.
Yeah.
That's right.
For show number three.
Yeah. Whoa. All right.
Here.
It's packed out there, and they're ready to go.
Okay.
Let's go get them.
Thank you. See you in Indianapolis.
We'd like to thank Irving for being our guest and for the ice cream.
Yeah.
Why not?
That's wonderful.
Are we ready?
Thank you, everybody.
Look at Howard. Howard Rose always is there and gives us a hand.
I know. Thank you, Howard.
I know. Yeah. I told him if he wanted to come on a Big Bong Show, we could heal it, heal that foot of his.
I know.
Heal.